I am the light, I am the light, I am the light, I am the light. And the world is a lumen, for the world is what I am.
Okay, monastery choir, once again.
I am the light, I am the light, I am the light, I am the light. And my world is truly illumined, for my world is what I am.
Now, this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Every day I give you a thought for today, if I can possibly make a thought for today. And here I'm giving you a thought for today, and the thought for today is, have you turned on your inner light? Now, have you turned on your inner light? All of us have an inner light. All of us can walk through the dark and have an illumined pathway before us. Be illumined all the way around us. The Baird Spaulding, in writing The Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East, he spoke about a temple not made by hands, and in there, whenever they walk into the temple, when they walk into the temple, it would immediately be illumined. Whatever room they walked into, whatever hallway they walked into, it be immediately illumined. Now, was it illumined when other people walked through, or just the masters walked through? It was just the masters. And anybody else walking in there, it was a dark old place, you know. But when the masters walked in there, it was brilliant and illumined. Now, why was it brilliant and illumined? Because they were brilliant and illumined in their hearts. They were brilliant and illumined in their minds and their souls. I find it very fascinating going into people's homes, and I see in people's homes a perfect reflection of the people. I like light myself, and wherever I am, I like light. But I go into people's homes, and they're dark dungeons. Here's a bad illustration. But when people are dying, they close the drapes. You know, they close the drapes. And they make the room quiet and peaceful and dark so the person can die in the dark. Well, how lovely. How lovely. Wouldn't you like... Well, what is it they see when they are making their journey
light.
And they come back and tell us about it?
Light.
What is it? Light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
They see light. They don't get there, but they see light. And then they say, hey, I'm staying back here. but they see light. And what do? We turn the light off. We close the windows. We close the drapes. We do everything to make it quiet. We want them to die if you're going to die, you know. And instead of saying, I want you to live as long as you're going to live on this planet Earth, I want you to live in the light. I want you to live surrounded by light. I want you to live glorified by light. I want you to live expressing the light within you. And what does the outer express to the inner? If a dying person is in a dark room, you can be sure that person is going straight to hell. Really. If the dying person is in a bright, cheery, lighted room, and they die, you can be sure they went right to heaven. Now, we don't teach heaven and hell, but heaven is a state of consciousness and hell is a state of consciousness. And you can live on earth in a hellish state of consciousness, and you know that. And you have done it. Now, I go into people's homes, and I have a perfect illustration of whether they're living in heaven or hell. If they got all the drapes closed, I think, my God, they really are living in hell. I go into the TV room here where we watch the videos, and everybody's got the drapes all closed and everything closed, and you don't need to. Leave them open. It's a nice ambience in the room with a little bit of outdoor light. And if it reflects on the screen, well, then cover that area, you know. But don't cover the whole room just because you get a little reflection. I was talking with Anita, and the sun was shining right in my face. So I had held my hand up like this, and the sun didn't shine in my face. And I could talk to her. Now, I didn't have to close all the drapes. Would you close that drape? Do that. How silly. Anytime you walk into a home and you see all the drapes closed, you know that that person is getting ready to die and go to hell. If not, that they are there already. Oh, Herb, how you talk. The queen pulls drapes and other people pull drapes and stuff like that. Yeah, that's right. And whenever they're living in the darkness, they're living in hell. Now, I come into the monastery here, and somebody likes to cut out the morning sun. Oh, it's too hot. It's too hot in the morning sun. We want to close off the drapes so it doesn't come into the house. Oh, hell. That's nice to have that beautiful light coming in. That's nice to have it. Well, it's shining right in my face. Well, sit somewhere else. Move the table. Rearrange things so that you don't get the sunlight shining on the table and on the people sitting around it, if that's your choice. You can move the table 3 feet over to the right or the left or whatever, you know. Or move the table into the living room. Nothing wrong with having the dining room and the living room, you know. And we can do it. But light. Let there be light. This is the clarion call of all spiritual leaders. Let there be light. And God spoke his word, and there was light. And there was morning, and there was night of the first day. You see, the whole symbolism of our life is light. And any time we close drapes, unless it's an absolute necessity to keep the sun out of our eyes while we're working on a computer or something like that, or keep it off the computer screen, whatever, that's a totally different thing. But to live in a house, well, it keeps it cooler. It keeps it cooler in your consciousness. Coolness and heat is in your consciousness, and you know it. There are some people who can be in the heat is hot and are cool as cucumbers. Now, think of the Arabs walking through the desert. What do they do? Anyone?
They're dressed up.
They're dressed up. They put on one, two, or three robes. Not just one cover, one dress, one cover. They put on one, two, or three. And they are cool as cucumbers. They are wonderful. They are insulated, you might say, from the heat. But you see, they lay their head out, don't they? Wonderful, don't they? Yeah. Now, just stop and think. What do you do? What homes have you been in? What rooms have you been in where it's all dark? I know every time I go into our library here at the monastery, the drapes are always closed, the blinds are always twisted shut, and it looks like a morgue in there. And I say, what morgue is this? I mean, who died, you know? And everyone says, well, it keeps it nice and cool. And no, it doesn't. It makes it look like a room that you don't want to go into. And another thing. When I walk through a house and all the doors are closed, I think, secrets, they got secrets in there. They want to hide something from somebody. They want to hide something, a dirty room maybe. They didn't get a chance to wash the windows. They didn't get a chance to vacuum it. It's a dirty room, my goodness sakes. And what's going on? That's what's going on. Anybody who likes to close the doors. Now, people go to the bathroom, and then they close the door when they come out because they made a stink, you know. Well, they leave the door open so it can ventilate, you know. But the thing is, the next person has to come into your terrible stinking, and it's madness. But open the door. And when you're out of the bathroom, open the door so people don't have to knock on, hello, anybody in the bathroom? Well, what the hell are you bothering me for? I'm sitting here, you know. Well, okay. But when you come out, open the door so I know it's free, you know. And isn't that interesting? We close doors. And now, in your room, Anita, they had your door closed half the time. They said they didn't want the dogs going in there, and they didn't want this, and they didn't want that. They didn't want the door open. They liked closed doors. And it's very interesting. And then Ingeborg here, she's always closing the door in the back room. She says, because I don't want the heat of the house or the air conditioning of the house to go out there. Well, why not? Why not? She works out there. She works out there. And it should be pleasant for her to work out there as in here. And if she doesn't deserve to have that as air conditioner, well, let's move her stuff into her mailing office and close those rooms off. But if you're going to close them off like a bunch of rup-rup-foo, you know, that's terrible. We live in the light. We live in the openness. We live in the freedom of all that's beautiful. We live in all that's light and joyous and harmonious. And that's what we want to do. I go into Ellen's house. Oh, my goodness, she loves to close drapes. And she says, well, it keeps it cooler in here. That's in your mind. If you are in the light, then what happens? What happens? Everything is beautiful, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. And if you're not in the light, then what happens? And it's a dark dungeon. What's a dungeon? A dungeon is darkness, is death, you know? A cell. People go into a cell, they want to die. What do the monks do when they go into their cell and close their window, you know? They want to die. You say, well, no, they're meditating. No, they're not. Their body is used to light. Their mind is used to light. Their soul is used to light. When they are illumined, what happens? They're illumined. They have the conclusion of their prayer. When you pray and all of a sudden you're illumined, you say, whoa, I made it, you know? And when you are treating and speaking your word, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect, you're thinking for someone who you're treating for. And then all of a sudden the light comes to you and says, that's right, you're done. Go on to something else. And so you go on to something else. You get that illumination, you get that inspiration, you get that light. And that's what light is all about. I am the light. I am the light. I am the light. I am the light. And my life is truly illumined, for the light is what I am. Something like that. So, you see, this is what it's all about. We want to live in the light and enjoy the light. And dark houses are not attractive. Dark houses are not the place you want to live. What happens when you go into the cathedral? You see the light coming through the stained glass windows illumining the inside of the cathedral. And if that light wasn't coming through the stained glass windows, the cathedral would be a rather dreary place. In fact, it is a rather dreary place. You go into the cathedral at night, and if it weren't for the lights or the candles or whatever they do light, it would be a pretty dreary place. And when you go up into your attic, you take a flashlight along or you turn on the light up there. You don't go up in the attic without light. And when you walk down the pathways on the meditation paths here on campus, and it's dark, 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 the stars you can't even see. You can't see anything. And so you stop, and you close your eyes, and you say, I have perfect vision, I have perfect vision, I have perfect vision. And you open your eyes, and it's like there's a brilliant light all around you, and everything is illumined. Now, it always was, but you didn't see it because you lived in a different light. There are many lights. And the light that is all around you, we see so seldom because we have sort of clouded it out by other things that we're doing. And we want to really live in the light. Now, are you ready to live in the light?
Yes. Yes.
Are you ready to be illumined by your inner light?
Yes.
And are you ready to open your blinds?
Yes.
Now I look here, right here, and we're sitting on the terrace of the monastery, and I'm looking into the windows of the TV room, what do we call it, the DVD room or whatever, and I look there, and the drapes are closed. Here it is, 9 o'clock in the morning, and the drapes are closed. And I look in from the other side. The drapes are closed. And I go into the back room where Ingeborg has all of her manufacturing stuff for the gist and thing. And it's always closed. And it's really something. Open it. Open my eyes that I may see. You see, we want to let the light in. Not really let the light in. We want to let the light out from within us. And we are attracted to go to where there is light. And when a person is going through a near-death experience, he is being attracted to the light. He's not attracted to the darkness. If he's attracted to the darkness, he doesn't come back. Because he's lost in that haze of maze of darkness and nothingness, you know. So think about it. If you want to say, I am God, and then you say, I am light, and then you surround yourself with darkness, hideous. Oh, absolutely hideous. What an unfortunate thing to do. When you say, I am light, surround yourself with light. When you say yourself, I am God, surround yourself with light. When you say, I am good, surround yourself with light. When you say, I am brilliant, surround yourself with light. When you say, I like me, surround yourself with light. And what happens when you surround yourself with light?
I am the light.
The more you're into the light, the more you are one with the light, and you as a uniqueness disappear, and you are the allness. Have fun being the light. I do. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you. I love you.